Tonight's talk is titled Thank You to Our Teachers. And I thought I would go ahead and begin with just a little story from my weekend. So I had the good fortune to go out to Lake Mary here in Flagstaff and go out on a paddleboard. And for those of you who haven't tried that before, it's really, really fun. And if you get the opportunity to, I recommend it. The funny thing is, there's actually a run on paddleboards right now. So everyone's buying them, as well as kayaks, as well as bicycles. And it's really encouraging to see that. To me, I interpret that as people are choosing to go outside and be in nature. And I figure the more people who are out in nature, the better. Hopefully that's the more people who fall in love with her and want to take care of her. And that's something we could really use. So, and I know going out on the lake this weekend was really so good for my soul. It was interesting because anticipating going, I saw my outdoorsman ways kind of creeping in, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's 4th of July weekend. It's going to be crowded. There's going to be all kinds of people and motorboats, and I'm not going to like it. And I had already set myself up for having a distasteful experience before I even got to the lake. And then it turned out none of that really mattered. And yes, there were lots of people there. There were motorboats. And it was all good. Everybody was just out having a good time. And so that was helpful, you know, just to watch the habits of my mind and the way that I set myself up sometimes for a negative experience when it very likely doesn't have to be that way. And actually, it was so wonderful. It was beautiful. It was just a gorgeous day. And to be out on a paddleboard, it feels a little bit like you're walking on water. It's the most unusual thing. And so I just remember so clearly just the ponderosa pine trees on the opposite shore and the way that the clouds were in the sky and the reflection of the sun on the water and just the sparkling face of the water and the movement, watching the movement of it, the way it would ripple and just create this wonderful show for the eyes. And so it was a feast that way. It was so wonderful to get to have that experience. And also, it was actually really humbling. So at one point, I remember there was like a speedboat that went by, and when that happens, they create a wake, which is like a wave in the water. So it goes from a flat lake and a flat surface to a fair amount of movement. And when that happens, the story changes. And you actually have to try a little bit harder to stand on the board. And I just remember like being so wobbly. And for those of you who listen to this talk later, I'm kind of demonstrating like how wobbly I was and how much I was about to tip over and just lose it. I was so clumsy, so awkward, and not in my element. You know, I was not good at that. And so it was a really great opportunity for me to experience being humble and the teacher of that, as well as having beginner's mind and having to just learn and be in my body and adjust in the moment to the circumstances that were arising and to try to do it in the most graceful way that I could, which also included a fair amount of laughter and also falling to my knees. And so it really ended up being a helpful lesson to me, as often is the case when I'm out in nature. So I find that oftentimes all the moments in our life can be teachers to us. And sometimes it's harder to welcome those teachings when they come. So, there are certain lessons that are hard for us to see. They're hard for us to stomach. They're hard for us to swallow. And this is what I'm finding for myself with many of the events that are happening in the world today. The injustice, the disparity between the haves and the have-nots, the isolation and the fear. My personal work right now is watching my own reactivity, my own judgments as they arise. And the aspects of my history, of my childhood and my youth, and the trauma that I experienced, that comes up when I'm overwhelmed and when I least expect it. So the proud part of me wants to believe that those things are a part of my past, but it turns out that that's not true. And so part of my process right now is learning to be with that and learning how to do so as gracefully as I can. And really, most of the time, I'm just falling to my knees. And two, I have this experience of pain as I watch the fear and the judgments of my friends. And it's so easy to witness that as I spend time on social media. And I see these posts that are so critical and so disparaging of other people's points of view, that they're intolerant and dismissive. And in witnessing all of this, it's really hard to not get swept away by this feeling of overwhelm and despair and hopelessness and anxiety. And it's hard not to join in the frenzy. And so perhaps some of you have seen these posts. Perhaps some of you are making the wise decision not to go on social media. So pat on the back. So recently I've seen some of these Karen posts. So if you don't know what those are, it's like this, it's like these videos that are being reposted, these little snippets of white women who are acting in ways that other people are judging them, right? So they might be calling the police on a black person who's innocently spending their time, or they might be throwing a tantrum in the store because they've been asked to wear a mask. And the videos, the purpose, at least what I see, is that the video's purpose is to create shame and outrage and to point out the fragility of many white people. And yet, are these posts actually constructive? Do they help the situation? Are they constructive or are they harmful? And I just wonder if we can see beyond the reactivity of that person, of their behavior, and identify the fear and the pain that lies underneath. And what if when we do this, we can connect to compassion instead of judgment? Which approach is more likely to lead to positive change, is likely to lead to more harmony in our world. So I've heard it described that our emotions are like the gauge on our gas tank. And the ones that I was talking about earlier, the hopelessness, the despair, the anxiety, that's like when our if you're driving your car and the red light is on, and it's basically saying, go get gas now. Or maybe you know you've got, I don't know, 23 miles exactly before you've got to hurry up and get gas in your car. But you know you don't want to run out, right? And so that's what's happening within us when our emotions get so activated. And two, oftentimes, rather than going to get the fuel that we need, we turn to other sources to try to feel better. So one of my favorite teachers, Howie Cohn, he talks about how, you know, we're so, so thirsty. And yet what we turn to, what we reach for, what we drink is salt water. The very last thing that we actually really need. So what can help us choose to reach for clean, refreshing water? Sustenance for our body, our mind, and our spirit. You know, it begins with our suffering, and then it leads to our practice, who's always waiting there for us like an old friend. Our pain is speaking to us and reminding us to return. Return to meditation, return to mindfulness, return to nature, return to our breath, return to right action. And it's also to remind us about our teachers. So on July 3rd, it was a special holiday, and please excuse my pronunciation because I don't think I'm going to get this right, but there is a holiday called the Guru Purnima, and it's celebrated by Hindus and Buddhists to express gratitude to teachers. So that was just a few days ago. And then today is a special day for one of my favorite teachers, the Dalai Lama. It's his birthday, his 85th birthday. And I actually just saw online today that he released a series of mantras and teachings today. So that'll be a really wonderful thing to check out. But when I think about the Dalai Lama right now, I can just picture a picture of him with that big smile that he has. And it just brings joy to my heart, just picturing that, knowing that that is his way of being. That is his way of his nature in life that he's cultivated with years of practice. And this is a man who has dedicated his entire life to practice and to being of service. And he's a source of such great inspiration. A point of view that truly uplifts me is one that I heard an interview of the Dalai Lama years ago, and he was asked how he felt about China, and knowing that that the Tibetan people had experienced tremendous pain and suffering at the hands of the Chinese, that he's been exiled for many, many years. And I imagine a lot of people would feel like, wow, you're justified in being angry at the Chinese people, the Chinese government. And yet, the Dalai Lama's response was that only compassion will bring resolution, that having ill will is of no benefit. He said, in the practice of tolerance, one's enemy is the best teacher. And some other wonderful messages that he shares as well. If we see each other as human beings, there'll be no basis for fighting or conflict between us. And then, so helpful for me is when he says, being aware of a single shortcoming within yourself is far more useful than being aware of 1,000 in someone else. So, one resource that's available to us when we're thirsty is to remember. To remember our teachers. And the good news is that we all have teachers in our lives. They might be our parents, our siblings, our friends, our children, our school teachers, our mentors. They might be leaders or pets. I learned so much from my sweet doggies. They might be books. They might be experiences. And we all have experienced the teacher of life. So we can reflect back on these lessons that we have learned. A friend of mine once told me something so sweet that he believes. And he was telling me a story about how a friend taught him a trick. And so basically, not that I'm promoting smoking cigarettes, because I'm not, but this friend showed him how to light a cigarette in the wind. And so this is a special skill. And so my buddy was saying, you know, every time he does that, when he lights a cigarette in the wind, he remembers his friend who taught him that lesson. And that's the same for all of his friends, that he can think about that person and remember the lessons that that person brought to him in his life. And so all of his friends are living on, even if he's not in touch with them anymore, they're living on inside of his heart. And so I just love thinking about that. That all of our friends, all of our teachers are right inside of our hearts. And all we need to do is remember what we've been taught. And so I invite you in this moment to take a second to reflect back on some of the teachers in your lives, some of the lessons that you have learned, knowing that they're not all roses, they're not all rainbows. Some of those can be really tough lessons. But to just take a moment and allow them to come to you, perhaps with a sense of appreciation for the way they have shaped who you are today. And then also to be able to set the intention in this moment, in the sit tonight, in the days moving forward, to remember some of those lessons and let them be an anchor, a place to refer back to in the moments when we struggle or in the moments when we're thirsty. And actually, I'm gonna be a brave beginner's mind person right now and invite you all to actually participate in this talk by writing in the chat box, perhaps one sentence or two sentences of a life lesson that you'd like to share with the community right now. This is the first time I've actually made this an interactive Dharma talk, so I'm kind of excited. I'm actually super excited to hear what you guys have to say. And if you like, I think the group is small enough that if you just want to unmute, you're welcome to just speak. We have one here. Beautiful lesson from Grandma. Every day is a gift. Beautiful. And another lesson from this pandemic, the teacher of the pandemic. Even though I'm never perfect, my efforts are enough to make a difference. Yeah. And another lesson here, that the storytelling of the mind about another person's experience leads us away from the truth. Absolutely. Yeah. And from a good friend, I've learned to be less judgmental when folks are anxious or scared, but to try to put myself in their place and see that this is how they're feeling right now. Yes. To put ourselves in other people's shoes, right? Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing. Mike, are you about to type something? You look on the verge. Are you typing with one hand or
just thinking and reflecting on everybody else's good lessons?
Yeah. No pressure. Thank you, Mark. No pressure. Yeah. And then another here that is that other people are often more involved with themselves than they are with judging you. Yeah. That's another good one. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing. Thank you. And so just closing the talk tonight, Tasha, could I share the name of the holiday I mentioned? Yes, let me go back and it's called Guru Purnima. P-U-R, here I'll type it. Let's see. This is a big step too. I'm typing a message to everyone in this moment. And it's not that hard. Okay. So I just want to encourage all of you, as I mentioned before, just to remember the teachers and also just to refresh your spirits with going outside. If you can, if you have access to nature, which in Flagstaff we're blessed to have. The other day, actually, my friend showed me this really cool way to garden where you don't actually need a garden. You can just have this little flat and grow, and within it, you can grow sprouts. And all they need is a window. And you can eat them. And they're good for you. And so we can have nature, even in a tiny little apartment in a city, we can still experience that. We can watch things grow and be a part of Mother Nature's grand plan. And just to remember that she is such a teacher for us, that she gives and gives and forgives again and again. And just by going outside, by immersing ourselves in water, by walking the earth, by laying on the earth, by meditating outside, and breathing in that fresh air and feeling the breeze on our skin, there's something that happens to us. There's a recalibration that happens to our bodies and our spirits. So I encourage you to enjoy that experience and just to kind of come back again to my paddleboarding on Lake Mary. I forgot to tell you, one of the most fun parts about that was I did this yoga pose that you might be familiar with. It's called Downward Facing Dog. And it's basically where you plant your hands and your feet down on the ground or down on the paddleboard, and then you look up between your legs. And when I did that this last weekend, it was the coolest thing ever because my perspective was turned completely upside down, just like the world has been turned upside down for all of us. But it was so beautiful. So the sky was below and the water above. And it just reminded me that even though things can seem juxtaposed in ways that are really difficult, there can still be beauty. And that it's good for us to change our perspective. So, another quote from the Dalai Lama is to look at situations from all angles and you will become more open. And so that's my wish tonight, is that we can do that, that I can do that, is to remember to look at situations from all angles and to be more open. So thank you all for your kind attention tonight. You're welcome to go ahead and thank you. Thank you. You're welcome to go ahead and stretch your legs to stand up. And then we'll go ahead and meditate together for about 30 minutes. And so when you're ready, you're welcome to take your seat once again. And you're welcome to practice in actually whatever position calls to you. If your body wants you to lay down, it's okay to lay down. And if you are experienced with your practice, you're welcome to just drop right in. But I'm also just going to offer a guided meditation for those people who might still be learning their meditation practice. And so, opening the senses in this moment, listening to the sounds in the room, sensing the space that's all around and above you. Perhaps letting go of what's happened earlier today or what's to come later. And just resting in this present moment. Also opening the senses to what's happening in our body. Perhaps noticing the places that feel tense. Noticing your posture. Noticing the tempo and the temperature of your thoughts. As well as the emotions or emotions that might be present in this moment. Noticing these things from all angles with openness and acceptance, with a willingness to be with things the way that they are. With an attitude of humility. And also inviting in the gift of self-compassion. Taking a few long, slow breaths and softening into the moment. Breathing into the face to soften the muscles in the forehead and around the eyes. Allowing the jaw to relax. Perhaps imagining that your body's like a block of ice that's been left out in the Arizona sun. And with each breath, it's like the sun's rays flowing over your body, easing away the tension. And then when you're ready, you can let go and just allow your attention to rest right on your breath. Or if that is a challenge, you can also just feel your feet where they meet the ground. And see if you can keep your attention right there. Knowing that the mind will wander, and just gently bringing your attention back again and again. And so you may notice that your mind has drifted, that you've become lost in thought, which is not a problem. It's a moment to celebrate, a moment of awareness. You're welcome to just bring yourself back to your breath. So now we're going to shift to a guided meditation called loving kindness. And if you'd like, you're welcome to stretch or get into a more relaxed position, one where your body is at ease and you're comfortable. You're welcome to close your eyes once again. And so now we have the opportunity to work with our minds in a way that's positive, that's helpful for our well-being. And so we can use our imaginations as allies and friends. We can train ourselves to have a different orientation towards life, to choose the road less traveled, and to learn how to cultivate kindness and compassion for others and for ourselves. So I like to do this practice with a hand over my heart, so that in the moments of my day when I feel challenged, I can do the same. And when I feel that hand, I can remember this experience. I can remember the sensation of nurturing and caring. And then you might picture in your mind's eye someone that you care about a great deal, that's an easy relationship. Perhaps it's one of the teachers of your life, or a mentor, or a pet, child or friend, or a beautiful place, something that when you picture it, picture them, it brings a smile to your face. And then we can take this moment to send them our good wishes. Perhaps feeling our hearts expand with this sensation of benevolence, of kindness. And so I'll say a series of phrases. And generally, I say them in a traditional way, so you're welcome to customize them and make them meaningful for you. But I'll say a phrase, and I invite you to repeat that phrase silently as if you're communicating to this individual, and perhaps even seeing a smile on their lips or a wag in their tail as they receive your good wishes. And also I invite you to take a deep breath between each line. And so we'll begin. May you be well. May you be healthy and safe. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be peaceful and happy. And may you be free. And then still feeling that hand on your heart, Turning your kindness inward, practicing self-compassion. Allow your mind and your heart to be open to receiving your own good wishes. Knowing that whatever arises in this practice is just the way it should be. May I be well. May I be healthy and safe. May I be free from inner and outer harm. May I be peaceful and happy. And may I be free. And now we can take a moment to invite in our friends and our family, our neighbors, people in the community, inviting them into this open space in our hearts. Choosing to send good wishes. Choosing to send a lightness of acceptance and compassion, even for those people that we disagree with. Even inviting in people that feel difficult. Allowing ourselves to be like the Dalai Lama. Knowing that every day he is sending his loving kindness to each one of us. And so we can return that to him today on his birthday. A thank you to his service. And remembering all those people in the world who could use some more love and light in their lives. Let us remember them and remember Mother Nature. May we all be well. May we all be healthy and safe. May we all be free from inner and outer harm. May we all be peaceful and happy. May we all be free.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.